Will Smith ripped a dramatic home run in the top of the 11th inning, lifting the Los Angeles Dodgers to a 5-4 win over the host Toronto Blue Jays in Game 7 of the 2025 World Series at the Rogers Centre in Toronto. It was a heartbreaking loss for the Jays, who held a 3-0 lead early and at one point were two outs from a world championship and also had several other chances to win it in extra innings. Yoshinobu Yamamoto, the starting pitcher the night before in a Game 6 LA win, earned the victory on the mound in relief and was named World Series MVP. Shohei Ohtani started for the Dodgers, lasting 2 1/3 innings and giving up 3 runs on 5 hits. Ohtani also had 2 hits at the plate. Miguel Rojas hit a game-tying homer in the 9th, and Max Muncy also homered, and Teoscar Hernandez and Tommy Edman drove in runs for LA, who earned their second title in a row. Starting pitcher Max Scherzer went 4 1/3 innings for the Jays, giving up 4 hits and a single earned run, striking out 3. Ernie Clement and George Springer had 3 hits for the Jays, with Addison Barger and Alejandro Kirk rapping 2 apiece. The scoring opened in the bottom of the 3rd, when Springer singled and was bunted to 2nd by Nathan Lukes. Springer advanced to 3rd on a wild pitch from Ohtani. Vladimir Guerrero Jr. was intentionally walked and Bichette ripped a 442-foot blast to center field to give the Jays a 3-0 lead. B.O. wants Noise Speaking Head his first hashtag WORLDSERIES homer. pic.twitter.com/HiESFMGE0A Toronto Blue Jays, at Blue Jays, November 2, 2025. The Dodgers answered in the top of the 4th. Smith doubled and the Dodgers loaded the bases with one out. Teoscar Hernandez lined a shot to center field, but Dalton Varsho made a diving catch. Smith tagged and scored on the play. Then with two out and Scherzer still on the mound, Guerrero made a diving catch off a Tommy Edman liner to get the Jays out of the inning with a 3-1 lead. LA pulled within 3-2 in their half of the 6th. With Chris Bassitt on the hill for the Jays, Edman hit a sacrifice fly to center, plating Mookie Betts. In bottom of the 6th, the Jays added another run. Clement singled to left off Tyler Glasnow and stole 2nd. He scored on a double from Andrés Giménez. Toronto brought on rookie sensation Trey Yesavage, the winning pitcher in Game 5, to face the top of the Dodgers order in the 7th. Ohtani walked but was stranded as the Jays turned an inning-ended double play. With Yesavage still pitching in the 8th, Muncy hit a towering homer to right field to pull LA within 1 at 4-3. With 2 out, Yesavage was pulled in favor of closer Jeff Hoffman, who got Edman to ground out to end the inning. In the top of the 9th with 1 out and the Jays 2 outs from a World Series title, Number 9 hitter Rojas silenced a stunned home crowd when he homered off Hoffman on a 3-2 count to tie the game at 3-3. In the bottom of the 9th, Guerrero opened with a warning track fly out to center off Snell. Bichette singled and was replaced by pinch runner Isaiah Kiner-Falefa. Barger walked and Snell was pulled in favor of Yamamoto, who threw 96 pages Friday. He hit Kirk on the right wrist to load the bases and bring up Varsho, who grounded to 2nd, but Rojas threw home to force out Kiner-Falefa. The Blue Jays challenged the out call, but it was upheld on replay. Clement then launched a deep fly ball to center, which was caught by Andy Pages, who hung on despite crashing into fellow outfielder Enrique Hernandez. Sir Anthony Dominguez came in to pitch for the Jays in the 10th. With one out, he walked Mookie Betts, bringing up Muncy, who singled up the middle. Teoscar Hernandez then walked to load the bases and Pages grounded to Giménez, who forced Betts at the plate. Dominguez worked out of the jam, getting Enrique Hernandez to ground out. Yamamoto returned to the hill for the bottom of the 10th and retired the side in order. Game 4 starter Shane Bieber came on for the Jays in the top of the 11th. He retired Rojas and Ohtani before Smith homered over the left field wall to put the Dodgers up 5-4, again silencing the massive crowd. In the bottom of the inning, with Yamamoto still pitching, Guerrero opened with a leadoff double. He was sacrificed to 3rd by Kiner-Falefa. Barger then walked, bringing up Kirk, who grounded into a series-ending double play. Notes: Clement set an MLB record with 30 hits in single postseason. He also set a franchise record with his 13-game postseason hitting streak. Toronto's Lewis Varland, who relieved Scherzer in the fifth, set a record for most appearances in a single postseason with 15. It was just the sixth time in World Series history a Game 7 went into extra innings.